If I could, you know I would just hold your hand and you'd understand. If I could, you know I would just hold your hand and you'd understand. If I could, you know I would just hold your hand and you'd understand.
Are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Probably Birds, the only radio show that might be about birds. I'm your host, DJ Pending, and it is 1:05, 09, 10, 11 on a Tuesday, which really feels more like a Monday night. But things are confusing this weekend. Oh, hold on. Give me a second, all right? Because I've got to kind of get in the zone here. I started off tonight decidedly outside of the zone, and now that I'm in the radio station, I am determined to get in it, as it were. Okay, welcome to Probably Birds. It's the radio show that might be about birds, but historically speaking, probably won't be. It's weird, guys. It's been a three-day weekend. Happy belated Indigenous Peoples Day to all you people out there who... I don't know, I hope it was nice if you had a long weekend. If you didn't, I hope it was nice anyways. In some ways, I think Tufts is, I don't know if it's the exception rather than the norm, but we have it off. It's nice. I didn't have to do anything today. I did do things because I want to be a productive member of, I don't know, something. I don't know about society, but at least of like my household or something like that. But because we had Monday off, and because, you know, throughout the semester we have so many Mondays off, tomorrow, a Tuesday, which is technically today, are you following me? Good, because I am a bit tied up. But tomorrow, / today, a Tuesday, has a Monday schedule, which means that I have a 10:30 a.m. class next. I'm gonna say tomorrow. I know it's Tuesday now, and tomorrow is still Tuesday. But we're going to say tomorrow because that's how everyone thinks about days anyways. There's a Tuesday schedule. I mean, a Monday schedule. I'm so sorry. There's a Monday schedule. I have a 10:30 a.m. class on Mondays. Tuesdays, I usually have my earliest class is usually a 1:30 p.m., which makes this kind of radio slot for me ideal because I can stay up late and still get the sleep I need. And that may not be the case tomorrow. So, yeah, it's not the end of the world. I'll be a bit tired. I'm usually a bit tired. Not too tired, but, you know, a good medium sort of tired spot. But, you know, things are kind of, maybe that's why I'm not in the groove yet, or in the zone, I think I was saying. You know, things are a bit different, but that's okay. We roll with the differences. Speaking of changes, actually, we talked a lot about change last episode, last show. We'll see what happens tonight, but the new DJs for WMFO, I believe, are going to finish their training this week, and then they're all going to have, or at least most of them will have, their own shows, I guess, after this week, I think probably starting next Sunday, which is pretty crazy. And in some ways, it's exciting, you know, to have all these new people coming into the station, doing whatever it is that they'll be doing. Maybe there's going to be other probably shows, you know, probably pine cones. No, that doesn't seem as good, but that's their problem, not mine. Probably porcupines. That's another pine-themed probably for you at home or in the, I don't know where you are. But so, yeah, it's nice that we're going to have these new, fresh new content, eager new DJs. I thought about training some myself, but thought that this would be kind of an intense environment to train them in, wherein I have to ask them to help me fill time for about half the show, and I don't know if I want to put that... I'll probably train people next semester. It seems like it'd be kind of fun and interesting, but depending on who I get, I might get bullied or something for my weird theme song, which is an excellent segue into what I have to do, which is to tell you the songs I played. We heard so far I'm the Man Who Loves You by Wilco, followed by the Probably Birds theme song by my uncle and cousin. That's right. That's how families work. Very nice of them to make that for me. I've been using it. I don't think they know I use it, but if they ever ask, I'll be able to honestly tell them, oh yeah, I use it all the time, because I use it every week. Anyways, they're going to show up. It's cool. The new people, I mean, not my uncle and cousin. Which is great, but also it probably means that I will no longer be closing down the station, which is sad because I know it's kind of like a late time, but I like being in here and being able to kind of spread my stuff all over the room, kick off my shoes, and I do often do this, if not barefoot, with just socks on. And, you know, I can do all that and not have to worry about someone else coming in at like 5 minutes until their show and judging me for, you know, making myself, you know, more comfortable, which I think is a reasonable thing to do. Look, it's 1 a.m. No one's going to be like, you know, business casual at 1 a.m. No, this is a strictly casual time of day, I think. But even so, my immense fear of the judgment of others, we'll see what happens. Maybe I won't change what I'm doing. I mean, when it comes down to it, I've been around for longer than they have. Maybe not much longer, but longer nonetheless. And maybe I can kind of push them around. Well, I don't want to push them around, but I might anyways. I don't know what's going to happen, guys. But that's the thing with change. You know, it just happens, and you find out what happens. And we're going to change the topic. On the topic of change, let's talk about something else. The show before me, a couple interesting things. A, was not the usual show before me. I don't know if you were listening to the last guys. They seem pretty cool. Pretty cool because they were kind of like rock stars. Some other guy was in. His name's Max. He's very nice from what I can tell, although I don't know him. And he was interviewing, just talking with a band who he just saw. And it wasn't planned for them to be on the show at all. It just sort of happened. All the stars aligned. And they spent like an hour, I guess, at this radio show of his. And now I'm here and I don't have a band. I just have myself and my whole kind of setup that will allow me to hopefully provide you with entertainment. So on that note, welcome to the show. I'm glad you're here, and I am going to keep playing music, and then I'll be back in like, I don't know. I'll be back, I promise. So I hope you enjoy, and I'll be back. I can't say that too many times, but I'll say it one more time. I'll be back.
station. You'll be the one who cannot talk. All your insides fall to pieces. You just sit there wishing you could still make love. We'll be right back.
There you go. I told you I'd be back, didn't I? And here I am, talking to you. For those of you who are just tuning in, it's me, DJ Pending, and you are listening to Probably Birds. All right, let's see. We just heard The Importance of Being Idle by Oasis, High and Dry by Radiohead, and then Standing Outside a Broken Phone Booth with Money in My Hand by Primitive Radio Gods. That one's a bit more wordy than the other ones, but we love it just as similarly. Okay, let's see. It's funny. While the music was playing, I thought of all these cool things to talk about. And then in the last 30 seconds of the song we just heard, I tried to remember them, and they were all gone. So we're just going to move right on ahead to our PSA. The FCC, I think, requires me to read a PSA, I think. Either way, I'm told I have to do it. I tend to read one of these ones because they're a little bit, I don't know. Yeah, well, you judge it for yourself. I'll read one. Today you ate Greek yogurt. I'll start over. I stuttered. Today you ate Greek yogurt. You took the train. You planned a workout. You skipped it. You did all the things that one normally does the day before a devastating earthquake. You never know when the day before is the day before. Prepare for tomorrow at ready.gov/today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council. All right, there you go, guys. I think the moral of that PSA is clear. You should not skip your workouts. My strategy generally has been to not plan workouts. And if I don't plan workouts, I can't skip them. This has worked amazingly well for me as far as avoiding earthquakes go. Last earthquake I experienced was, it must have been, I could say eighth grade, and I'm a junior in college now, and there's a little mental exercise for the listeners. Figure out what, it's 2018, I'm a junior in college, last earthquake I experienced was, eighth grade. It was like September or maybe even August of eighth grade, so the very beginning of eighth grade. You do the math, you figure it out, and realize that, in fact, not planning workouts is the best way to not skip a workout, which in turn is the best way to avoid earthquakes. It was exciting, that earthquake, actually. I had never experienced one before. Here we go. We're talking about something. Because I live in D.C., and D.C. is an area that is actually quite famous for not having many earthquakes. That's kind of the big thing about D.C. They call it the most stable piece of earth on the planet. And yet, somehow, I must have accidentally skipped a workout, or maybe I had some Greek yogurt in the morning accidentally. I'm always just barely avoiding Greek yogurt, guys. It helps that I don't eat breakfast. And so that kind of helps me not eat Greek yogurt, because it's kind of like a breakfast ordeal. I guess it could be like a midday snack as well, but I also don't really have a midday snack. Or if I do, I tend to have some sort of like nuts or something. I've been eating a lot of nuts lately. Look how stream of consciousness this is. Yeah, I get these. It's a seasonal product from Trader Joe's. It's like a harvest-themed trail mix, and it's got all these nuts and candied ginger, and I love ginger. And it's got apples, like dried apples, and non-candied nuts, so you can feel at least a little bit healthy, because nuts are quite good for you, I've been told. But let's regress back to, yogurt. I don't eat yogurt, because I don't eat breakfast, which means that I avoid earthquakes, except for that one time when, yes, dear listeners, and yes, I do love all of you, I think. Oh my God, I'm getting a call. Oh, okay, I have to remember how to answer the call. Okay, bear with me, guys. Okay, I'm going to click this. Hello? Okay, good. Okay, I'm going to put you on air. You're on air.
Yes.
Okay, that was so terrifying. I thought I hung up on you for a second.
I had you did too.
All right. This is, to those who aren't aware, this is a, I'm going to say, longtime fan and caller, David, and he's here. He called the show and terrified me, but here he is. What's up, David? What's good?
That's why I do it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you succeed. What's shaking?
I called in to request a song.
Okay.
I guess if you wanted to chat, we could do that, I guess.
I guess. What's the song? I'll write it down. I'll probably play it at the end of the show.
Sure.
Steven has also requested a song, so I'll play both of them at the end for those longtime listeners. What's the song? Let's see. I'll write it somewhere.
It's called a 300 MB.
What is it called?
300 MB.
300 MD?
MB, like megabyte.
MB. Okay, 300 MB. Who's it by?
Neil Cicierega.
Yeah, all right. I wonder if I've heard this one. Cicierega. That's probably about the correct spelling. Cool. I'll be sure to play that. Probably, well, I got to decide if I want to end on Steven's song or your song, but either way, I'll play them both. I might play them after the 1 a.m. mark, but because there's no one after me, I can just stay here as long as I want, so it shouldn't really make a difference.
Okay.
Yeah. Any other comments for, I don't know, our dear listeners? They are our listeners now. You've been implicated in my art.
I don't know. There's kind of a delay. The last thing I heard was you were talking about nuts.
Nuts. Well, that's about right. I was talking about nuts. I eat them. They're like a good snack. I transitioned back to yogurts and then talked about earthquakes some more. I was in an earthquake, you know.
You were?
Yeah, it was wild because we don't really have earthquakes in D.C., but there I was in an earthquake. It was pretty uneventful, although it kind of broke the entire National Cathedral. I mean, not all of it, but it's hasn't been fixed since. Yeah.
Yeah, I have relatives in California, and then whenever we visit, I'm hoping there's an earthquake so I can feel what that's like.
Yeah, it's kind of
And then once we went there, and as soon as we got there, they said, "Oh, you just missed an earthquake."
Oh, maybe one day. You know, David, I've learned that you've probably heard from my PSA, but if you want to attract an earthquake, you got to eat Greek yogurt and you've got to skip a workout.
I see.
And that's kind of like a perfect recipe for it's like sugar and spice and everything nice, and then like some like strange chemicals made the Powerpuff Girls. Just eating Greek yogurt and then skipping a workout makes an earthquake.
Okay.
That is the best advice I can give to you.
There's just a lot of, I imagine that your mind is full of these random dots all over the place, and then somehow they're like lines between them.
This is kind of what the radio show does for me. It's a space where I can kind of make constellations out of the stars in my head, but it's all arbitrary, of course, and it doesn't, it's only cohesive because we will it to be, you know? We, as humans, try to see patterns and reason in things, but I'm just saying words. I'm just saying words, and people are just listening, and they're making what they would of them.
Okay.
Although the Greek yogurt and the skipping the workout thing was from the PSA I read, if you are not aware.
I didn't hear all of it.
Ah, I see. What is the word?
Don't read it again. Please don't read it.
No, I won't. I'll leave it for next show. If there is a next show, there probably will be. I don't know why there wouldn't be.
Probably. Yeah. Probably birds.
Probably birds. The best show that might be about birds. I don't know if I should be the one to say that. Ideally, you'd be the one saying that, and I'd be saying, oh, no, I'm sure there are plenty of other shows that might be about birds that are also kind of okay sometimes. But I guess I'm not... Okay, I'm just probably going to hang up and play more music. I don't know how to hang up. I don't know how to answer the phone, and somehow I do it, and then I'm in this situation where I have to hang up on you. Do you have any ideas?
How would I?
Okay.
I don't know. Is there a big red button?
There is, but that's actually the button that puts you on air. So that's not the one I want to press.
Is there a big green button?
There is not. There's like a yellow one. Well, maybe I'll play music and then I'll figure it out when the music's playing. Okay, let's try that. Okay, everyone, I'll be back. Enjoy the music, and I love you.
Feels like
everybody. I am back talking at you at 1:41:04:56:07 on a Tuesday morning / Monday night. What a show we've had so far. I stumbled into the station seeing unfamiliar faces, including an entire band from, might I mention, Australia. We got a call. I talked about an earthquake. It's been wild. You know, if you have any opinions on earthquakes, feel free to, I'll just plug it real quick. Feel free to tweet # probablybirds, and somewhere along the grapevine, I'm sure it will get to me that y'all are talking about me. Let's see. The people who were here before me were talking about spiders and snakes and about which is scarier. And while I didn't tell them anything, like any of my opinions, because I am too meek, you know, I'm a mouse of a man. I do harbor opinions on the matter, and I think I don't mind. Well, I don't really mind either of them, but I think that if I were to pick between like snake and spider, I'd probably go for spider. I mean, there's nothing wrong with snakes, really, but I think part of it is that I want to like spiders a lot more than I do. And, you know, I go through the whole motions. I tell myself, you know, most spiders can't even bite me because they're too little and cute. You know, they don't want to bite me because they can't eat me. And yet somehow I'm still like unable to really approach spiders in an affable way. But as I said, I really want to be able to. So I try not to disturb them. I never kill spiders unless I can like identify it as like a brown recluse spider. Or, you know, something else that might really mess me up, like a black widow. Even then, I'd probably just steer clear, you know. Because I could try to kill it, but, like, brown recluse spiders are big, I think. I've never seen one, really. I assume they're big and probably able to fight me. Because I'm, as I've said, a mouse of a man. Well, I'm not really. I don't want to give anyone, like, a false impression of who I am. But I guess that's kind of the one thing I do on this show. So, oh well. Anyways, snakes are cool too. But I guess less cool is what I'm deciding here. I actually, over the summer, I encountered two separate rattlesnakes on two separate occasions, which I guess is less impressive than two separate rattlesnakes on one separate occasion. But nonetheless, it was pretty wild because they were rattlesnakes. And I didn't even know that they had rattlesnakes in Virginia. And I'm still not positive they do. But then again, I guess, is the don't tread on me thing a Virginia thing? I don't know. Sometimes I think I see it on Virginia license plates, but I don't really have a good enough memory to clearly like conjure up these images. It's all kind of, it's very probability-ish. That doesn't make sense. But that's okay, because we're not here to make sense. We're here to fill airtime and that's about it, really. We're here to fill airtime, which is a lot of pressure off of me as far as quality content goes. But regardless, I saw snakes. Well, I didn't see both of them, actually. One of them I walked past, and only then did I hear it rattle. And apparently, according to my brother, I was like within a foot of it. And that snake was not very happy about the whole proximity thing going on there. And I definitely heard it rattle. The second rattlesnake I saw, I did in fact see. It did not in fact rattle, perhaps because I noticed it before I like kind of started getting all up in its grill. And so we just kind of had a nice peaceful kind of exchange in that we didn't really say or interact with each other in any way, which I'm pretty sure is how you're supposed to deal with rattlesnakes, unless there are like some weird like extraneous circumstances like, oh no, there's a rattlesnake in the operating room. We should probably remove the rattlesnake. It's probably a bad move to just kind of let it do its thing. And then again, I don't know. I mean, maybe it wouldn't be a problem. Because I don't know. I basically know nothing about rattlesnakes other than what they look like and what they sound like now. But are there like snake born pathogens that could like transfer from the snake to a human host that is being like cut open on like some sort of table in some sort of room in what one might call a hospital? I don't know. I wouldn't think so. I mean, reptile to human like pathogens. I mean, I'm sure there are some examples, but you know, It's just a snake doing its thing in an operating room. Maybe it's the surgeon. Once again, I don't know, which I really should know because this is my own hypothetical situation. If anyone would know, it would be me. And yet, in many ways, perhaps I'm a stranger to myself. And deep down, aren't we all? Think about that next time you're up at 1:46, 26, 27, 28 a.m. on a Monday night / Tuesday morning. In fact, think about it while you're listening to me think about something else, because I really need to rack up an audience. We're down from our previous, I'll double check, but I think we're at 10, whereas last week we're at 11. So someone's been scared off, or maybe they're just tired and want to sleep. And I can't really fault them on that, because deep down we might all be a little bit tired. We might a little bit want to sleep. Anyways, I have to tell you what music we played. We just heard Pam Berry by The Shins, followed by Human Performance by Parquet Courts. There you go. I told you the music. And it's kind of a lopsided show. We played a big chunk of music at first. Now there's a little chunk of music. And coming up in like, I don't know, 30 seconds, we're going to have another little chunk of music. And then I'll close out the show and also play the requests that I have. As I've mentioned, some requests. So just to give you a sense of what to look for, I don't know if I should say look forward to, what to expect, I think is a more neutral way of approaching the situation. Let's see, we've talked about snakes, we've talked about spiders, talked about earthquakes, we've talked about some of my dietary habits. And as I'm really scraping the barrel here, I'll think about something when I come back to close at the station. Well, I don't want to promise I will. I'll try to. But in the meanwhile, I will play the last two songs of the night. I hope you enjoy. And I will talk to you beautiful people, in about 5-6 minutes. All right. Love you. Be back real soon. Wait, I messed it up. Okay. 1 second. Okay, again, I love you, and I'll be back, so don't worry too much.
A wild pack of family dogs came running through the yard one day. My father got his gun, shot it up, they ran away. Family dogs came running through the yard, and as my own dog ran away with them, I didn't say much of anything at all. Didn't say much of anything at all. Didn't say much of anything at all. A wild pack of family dogs came running through the yard as my little sister played. Dogs took her away, and I guess she was eating up okay. Yeah, she was eating up okay. My mother's crying blood dust now. My mother's crying blood dust now. Mother's crying blood dust now. My daddy quit his job today. Well, I guess it was fine, but that's okay. And I'm sitting outside by my mud lake, waiting for the pack to take me away. Right after I die, the dogs start floating up towards the glowing sky. Now they'll receive their reward. Now they will receive their reward. Yeah, they will receive their rewards. Fortress wind, a life of sin.
pliers, tension, toy store, grace. The human race breaking 14 basket screw. Now how about you, Billish cardboard razor and stuff?
There you have it, the end of the playlist I constructed for the night. We finished off with Wild Packs of Family Dogs by Modest Mouse, and then finished with Mock Song by Fish. I hope you enjoyed, and I've been told that I should check the hashtag probablybirds on Twitter, and indeed we do have some correspondence from the fans. Or fan, I should say. But I told you guys that, you know, along the grapevine, it would get to me. And maybe I'll just read it out loud. We have, Brown recluses are small. Spider expert or bird expert? Hashtag probably birds. Now, I would attest to being an expert of neither. But I guess if I were to know more about one, it would be the birds. Probably. And then we have walls shaking from an earthquake or a woodpecker. Hashtag probably birds. And in this case, I would also guess neither, and that if your walls are shaking, you should probably get those checked out. Finally, from the 12th of May 2012, We have Something Broke My Biggest Sunflower, Sad Face, Hashtag Probably Birds, and I Can't Admit to the Fence. Now that the statute of limitations has expired on sunflower damages, I can admit that, yes, that was me. And I don't know if that's how statute of limitations work, actually. But please don't sue. And I'm not going to say your name on air, so maybe you won't even hear that I'm admitting it to it. Just say it ends with a mic and ends with an ale. But also there's a last name I won't say. There you go, letters from the fans. And let's see, how do I want to end this night? I mean, let's talk about loving yourself, because that's what we do on this show when it gets to the end of it. We talk about how it's late and how, I don't know, maybe you have a good reason to be up, maybe you're fine to be up, but make sure that above all you take care of yourself, and that if you need to sleep, that you have a good sleep. I won't be offended if, in fact, this very second you decide to tune out and go to bed. But also, if you want to stay and listen to the end of the show and to the two song requests that I have, stick around and we'll play those, I guess, probably after two, because no one else is coming in here, so I can just stay for a bit longer. Yeah, take care of yourself. Make sure you're treating yourself right. I talked about not going to the gym, but exercise. Last show, I talked about looking up like self-care exercises and talking about them on show. I didn't do that. I forgot. But that's okay. We can make up our own self-care exercises. Exercise is supposedly very good for you. I'm sure everyone already knows that. But, you know, body and mind, it helps you out apparently. Just kind of do things that make you feel like you've achieved something, you know? Even if they're small things, like wash the dishes. Or if you can't wash the dishes, just wash one dish. And if you can't even wash one dish, like put a dish in the sink. You know, just however small it needs to be, it's fine. You know, no one's judging you. I certainly am not. But just, you know, set these little goals for yourself that maybe you can achieve. And, take as long as you want, but maybe the goals start getting bigger and, you know, you're going from moving a dish closer to your door to actually, you know, maybe putting that dish in the dishwasher and running the dishwasher along with a bunch of other dishes you put in the dishwasher. This may or may not be directed towards my housemates. I don't mean to call them out, but actually they always run the dishwasher. Although I always not always, but you know, most of the time they run it. And I find myself emptying it maybe more than a quarter of the time. And there are four of us, so it works out in the end. I'm not complaining. It's a good situation. But yeah, set goals for yourself. Little goals are fine. You don't have to share them with anyone. Try to achieve them. If you can't, that's okay. Try to achieve them another time. Get a good night's sleep if you can. Apparently, I think they've shown that, like, you know, making up sleep, like sleeping like 4 hours one night and like 12 hours the next, doesn't actually work. Not that it's going to stop me from doing it, but I would advise you to not follow my footsteps. And I think I'm going to kind of wrap it up there. I'm going to play these songs. I'm going to start with Glass Animal by Gooey, and then I'm going to go to the Neil Cicierega song. They should be pretty different. Should be a cool contrast, I suppose. And, oh, you are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. Okay, if I didn't say that within like the last 10 seconds, I would have gotten like fired. But have a wonderful night and take care. And now we're